fun.
Free Talk Live, it's your show. We're kicking off Hour 2, Friday edition. You take control of the airwaves, toll free. 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything there, totally free. That's freetalklive.com. So $1 billion a year is what taxpayers are spending to imprison marijuana smokers, according to the actual government statistics, crunched down on lewrockwell.com. Paul Armentano pointing out that not only is $1 billion a year spent to imprison pot offenders, but that doesn't include the $8 billion a year that taxpayers have to pay in criminal justice costs to arrest and process and prosecute the nearly 800,000 people that are arrested yearly for marijuana offenses. And these totals, by the way, are the highest ever recorded by the FBI and make up 42.6% of all drug arrests in the United States. That 800,000 number, just under 800,000. Nevertheless, self-reported pot use by adults, as well as the ready availability of marijuana on the black market, remains virtually unchanged. Marijuana isn't a harmless substance, and of those who argue for a change in the drug's legal status, and those who argue for that change don't claim it to be. However, pot's relative risks to the user in society are arguably fewer than those of alcohol and tobacco, and they do not warrant the expenses associated with targeting, arresting, and prosecuting hundreds of thousands of Americans every year. So you have to remember, if you're a drug warrior, these 800,000 people are not bad guys. These 800,000 people are arrested for mostly marijuana possession.
Yeah.
They're your friends and family members. These are people
like
you know.
750,000 of them are.
You know these people. You may not know that they're marijuana smokers, but I guarantee you, you know some of them. And some of them are probably really close to you. Probably really good friends, coworkers, people that you see on the street. People that are totally friendly and harmless. But yet you're paying to have them locked up in a jail cell because they choose to put a plant into their body by lighting it on fire.
You know, and it's just a plant. I mean, you wouldn't do that if it was any other plant. It has to be this one because it somehow alters their mood.
According to federal statistics, about 94 million Americans, that's 40% of the U.S. population, self-identify, 12 or older, self-identify as having used cannabis at some point in their lives. And relatively few acknowledge having suffered significant deleterious health effects due to their use. America's public policy should reflect this reality and not deny it. It makes no sense to continue to treat nearly half of all Americans as criminals. And I totally agree. As we go to the phones, and speaking of criminals, apparently George Michael is one of these criminals as well, and he actually just recently smoked a joint on television in Great Britain. We'll give you the details on that. But first, we're going to the Amplifier line, and Rob in Georgia, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Yeah, you know, that $1 billion is the only thing that stands between us and the environmental disaster of Twinkie wrappers being strewn all over the countryside. I just wanted to talk about this monarchy thing you guys talked about last night. I think you kind of missed the point of Hans Hermann Hoppe's opinion on the monarchy.
Yeah, what do you think
about
that?
About how, well, I don't believe that the monarchy would actually be possible. I don't think that the sort of conditions that would bring it about in this country would even be desirable. So
I'm not saying that
it is desirable in that sort of way, but the king would be primarily concerned with himself. He'd be primarily concerned with passing down the kingdom to his successive generations, keeping it within his family. So he doesn't want to tick anybody off too much because there's always the people in the royal family who might just decide that, you know, this guy's gotten a little bit out of hand. Let me slip a little something into his drink so that my son can inherit and kill off the rest of his descendants as well. And so he would be much more likely to kind of ignore your part of the country, which is what you were talking about. And see, that's a good thing. The only three classes of people with the government. You're either going to be one of the people who benefit, one of the people who are harmed, or one of the people who are ignored. You want to be in the group that's ignored.
That's true.
Because if you're harmed, then obviously you're receiving a material detriment. You know, you're being harmed materially. But if you're benefiting, then you're being harmed in a very moral way because you're experiencing a lot of moral hazards. I wouldn't want to be either one of those groups.
Well, plus, if you're receiving a benefit from government, there's always the chance that the tides are going to turn and you will become one who's receiving harm. There's always that chance,
true,
too.
But that's definitely on the material side. But for me personally, I wouldn't want to be a member of the oppressor class.
Sure.
I mean, you know, it's like I wouldn't have wanted to have been a slave owner in the antebellum South. I mean, who would actually want to be an oppressor?
Yeah.
So, I mean, you
know,
that'd
be tough to live with.
Yeah. So
I see what you're saying. So you're saying that the king would just mostly ignore most of his kingdom because he's the king. It really doesn't matter too much what rules he imposes on them. There's no representatives to supposedly represent people, and when in fact they're actually representing their own interests to pass the buck, not pass the buck, but to sort of log roll and pass favors between one another. That doesn't happen in a monarchy.
Yeah, it's much less likely. I mean, the main thing the king is concerned about is not ticking off anybody so much that they're going to kill him and kill all of his descendants. I mean, that's his primary objective.
To an extent, doesn't that also apply to a dictator like a Saddam Hussein as well? I mean, isn't he mostly concerned with being comfortable and having a nice plush life at the expense of the citizens?
Oh, I think that does come heavily into play. But you notice that the dictators pretty much only come out of sort of a post-colonial kind of environment where you already had some established empire which kind of got people used to this pattern of oppression and set up all of these mechanisms so that people can basically be very effectively oppressed on a massive sort of, in a massive sort of way. I mean, you didn't see modern-style dictators cropping up 200 years ago. They were kings.
Right.
And that was the sort of system that they operated under. The modern dictator is very much a product of empires, of the European empires for the most part.
I will see a dictator as sort of the successor to the king, since there really aren't so many kings anymore. I guess there's a king in Saudi Arabia or something like that?
Yeah,
but they're usually the successor to the king after an empire has already overthrown much of the power and the prestige associated with the kingship.
Got it. Robert, thank you for the information. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's about all I got for tonight.
Appreciate the expertise. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Speaking of Lou Rockwell, he's one of the writers at LouRockwell.com.
Yes, he is.
In fact, we're slowly taking over the writership of LouRockwell.com. We've got three of our listeners and amplifiers and callers that are actual active writers at LouRockwell.com. There's Manuel Laura,
yeah.
He's a vanguardist.
It's been a while since he hasn't called in a while. But
he's
great.
There's Rob Wicks there. And then Alexander from Georgia.
Villacampa.
Yeah, Villacampa.
Okay, whatever.
We are influencing them, Mark. This is good. Good news.
Yeah, men much smarter than we are.
All we need to do is figure out how to get them to write about Free Talk Live in one of their articles, because that Lou Rockwell will not publish anything that I send him.
Well, it's not an advertising site, Ian.
I've sent him things that aren't blatant advertisements.
You couldn't write something that isn't a blatant advertisement. You couldn't.
All right, so we were talking about marijuana. George Michael, according to This Is London, astonishing photographs today show George Michael openly smoking a cannabis joint during a television interview. The 43-year-old star, who has twice been cautioned for possessing the drug after being found slumped in his car, lit up backstage in Madrid, and defended his use of it. Michael said his fondness for cannabis, which is still illegal in Britain, quote, "This is the only drug I've ever thought worth taking. The stuff keeps me sane and happy. I could write about it."
Well, how would he know? How would he know that the rest of them aren't worth taking unless he took them?
I presume he probably has. I'd say it's a great drug, but obviously it's not very healthy. You can't afford to smoke it if you've got anything to do. Michael's comments, reproduced in today's Daily Mirror, are bound to upset many parents and anti-cannabis campaigners. They come as fears grow over the use of super strong cannabis, such as skunk, by increasing numbers
skunk.
Of young people.
That's an 80s term.
Apparently it's new in Great Britain. Skunk has been linked by police to a rise in street violence and burglaries in parts of London.
That's ridiculous.
That's some good weed, man. I want to get my hands on that. But yes, it is ridiculous. I'm joking, of course. There's no chance that a marijuana smoker is lighting up a spliff full of skunk and going out and robbing people and being violent. Please. This is just the police trying to justify their budgets.
And apparently they're not very good at it because nobody's going to believe that crap.
Well, certainly not anybody who's ever smoked marijuana or known a marijuana smoker. 800-259-9231. A few more comments maybe from George Michael. Your thoughts as well. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Plus, illegal immigrants might be banned from renting in a California city. We'll give you the details there. It is Free Talk Live.
Perspective that goes so deep, you'll need a life jacket.
Everyone wonders why Americans don't care more about their freedoms. Could it be because we aren't teaching them? Folks, we are an ideologically based society, just like the old Soviet Union was. Their children had to learn about Marxism every day in the classroom. How often do our kids get taught about American liberty in school?
Common Sense with Dan Carlin. If the show's too smart for you, it's not our fault. Get the MP3 or podcast at iTunes or go to dancarlin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
For centuries, Salk products have been known to help people stay well in body, mind, and spirit. Soleil Wellness is a unique company that scoured the world to find the best salt-based products to help you and your family. Safe, easy-to-use, environmentally friendly products that fit into any lifestyle, decor, and can be used by anyone at any age. Soleil Wellness has a unique selection of salt-based products. Not only Himalayan gourmet salt and healing bath salts, Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, ionizing salt crystal lamps, respiratory relieving salt pipes, pain relieving pillows, and more, all designed to keep you and your family balanced and well. Visit Soleil Wellness today online at natural-salt-lamps.com. That's natural-salt-lamps.com. Or call 312-224-2710. That's 312-224-2710. Mention GCN Live for a free gift.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well thought out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You bring up whatever you want toll free. 800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark,
join us online at freetalklive.com and get some updates. Get signed up at updates.freetalklive.com. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. Updates.freetalklive.com. freetalklive.com, talking about George Michael appearing on television and lighting up a joint on television. And I just think it's fantastic. I'm not a huge fan of his music or anything like that, but, man, he's got some huevos to do something like that.
You know, it's the more of this sort of thing that happens, the closer we get to seeing marijuana legalized.
Absolutely. If only more people of the stature of George Michael, people that have name recognition, people who are, you know, A-level, B-level celebrities. I think George Michael might be like a B-level celebrity these days. What?
Maybe.
What, you think he's like a C-level?
Well, it's been a long time.
He's still performing. He's still doing music, isn't he? I got the impression that he is.
I haven't heard much about him.
Okay, well, I think it's because he's over in Great Britain. He's probably bigger there than he is here.
Arguing with Elton John was the last I heard.
Okay. Well, anyway, if more people would stand up and do what George Michael has done, it would be a great thing for marijuana freedom in the world, if not America. But during a during the in-depth TV interview to be screened on the South Bank show on the 31st of October, Michael said cannabis was, quote, very good for creative people. However, he added a note of caution stating that it can also be a terrible, terrible drug. He says you've got to be in the right position to take it. You've got to have achieved most of your ambitions because it chills you out to such a degree that you could lose your ambitions.
Sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, I think he's overstating it a little bit. I mean, I certainly recommend, as far as if you're going to smoke marijuana, that you don't do it while you're at work or doing things that are important. It's like any other drug, anything else that can alter your consciousness should be done as a recreational purpose, maybe as an introspective purpose or something like that, done in your off time. You know, when you're not working, maybe when you get home, just like a lot of people crack open a brewski when they get home.
Yeah.
That sort of thing. Michael, who last month was cautioned for possession of the drug after he was found slumped near the wheel of his car near his North London home, said he had dabbled with other drugs, but regretted using all of them except cannabis. He said, quote, there's not another drug in my life that I'm glad I took but grass. I think my life might be somewhere else if I'd chosen another avenue, alcohol, for instance. Christ, if I drank as much as I smoked, my God, I'd be like Keith Richards. The interview was filmed over the past
Poor
2 months. Well, he's a bit of a drinker, isn't he?
He does
more than that, right? At the start of the program, a message flashed on the screen reading, George Michael wishes to inform viewers that he has never tested positive for drink or drugs while driving. As well as referring to the most recent incident in this is also a reference to an incident in February where he was cautioned while found asleep at the wheel of his car near Hyde Park. 2 months later, he hit 3 parked cars in July, and in July was caught having sex in Hampstead Heath, which I believe is some sort of a park. So
nice.
That's what he's been in the news for recently, but you know, they're just picking on the guy. He's only getting reported because he's a star. He's a celebrity.
Right. There's lots of guys that have gotten caught for that. And I don't understand why gay guys seem to want to have sex in parks, but they do.
Well, maybe there's just not enough gay bars for them. They have to go somewhere to meet up.
Strange to me.
I don't understand it either.
If I had to make a guess, it would be this. Gay men are as promiscuous as straight men, but
sure,
they don't have those annoying women to deal with.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, the women tend to hamper straight men from having sex. So
they play games. And
well, I'm not saying that. They're just less promiscuous by nature.
Hmm.
I don't know about game playing or anything like that. I'm not proposing that. Women just are less promiscuous generally, at least in this society that we're talking
about,
than men are. Whereas gay men are driven in the same way that straight men are, so they can have sex with as many partners as they'd like, pretty much. They just have to find willing partners, and it's probably very easy. I would think if you pick up guys in a gay bar, you either have to go back to his place or your place, at which point you're taking somebody you've never really met home to your place, letting them check the place out. If they're a bad person, they
could rob you.
They could rob you. They could burglarize your place later. They could see your security.
I see
setup.
What you're saying. So whereas if all you're looking for is a little bit of sex, you just go in the bushes in the park and take care of business.
Yeah, leave your shoes on. You know, don't lay on the ground.
I don't think that I would be much for sex in a park personally, male or female or whatever, but it just seems a little dirty. It seems a little unnecessary.
But it's awfully weird.
Maybe they just like being outdoors, too. I mean, maybe that's a factor. Maybe maybe if you're gay, you're more likely to not want to be in a smoky bar or something like that. Maybe you prefer, for instance, where we come from, in Florida.
So you'd rather be in a dirty restroom in a park.
Well, there was a gay beach. in the area of Florida where we came from.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was unofficial.
Like way, way, way long time ago, dude.
No, that's still going on.
Yeah, North Lido was shut down years and years ago.
They shut it down.
They didn't. Yeah, they weren't going to let the gays run around in their little thongs there on the beach. They
See, that's why we need. That's why we need more private beaches. Then it wouldn't be an issue, right?
I would say that.
You could
true.
Have the gay private beach, and they could go there and put up a fence or something that way people couldn't see in, and have all the fun they wanted to. 800-259-9231. Speaking of fences, Escondido, California. Reuters reporting local authorities in this California city are set to vote on a controversial measure on Wednesday to prohibit landlords from renting to illegal immigrants. A law opponents say is racist. The city is the latest of several from California to Pennsylvania, which have passed laws in recent months to deny access to housing or jobs for illegal immigrants in their communities. Lawmakers in Escondido, which lies about 50 miles north of the Mexican border, provisionally passed the measure by a 3-2 margin earlier this month, followed by a heated debate that was interrupted by shouts and catcalls. If approved on Wednesday, it would come into effect in 30 days, and I guess this was this past Wednesday, in the community of 140,000 residents, where more than a third of the population is Hispanic. Councilwoman Marie Waldron, who proposed the ordinance, said, "The federal government has failed to act on illegal immigration, so we are having to deal with it directly ourselves." Police and sheriff's department officers turned out to keep the peace on the first vote 2 weeks ago when boisterous supporters and opponents of the bill squared off outside City Hall, though no arrests were made. Opponents of the measure say it's divided residents along racial lines in the city, which is set in a corridor of prosperous commuter towns close to San Diego. One other councilman says it's a racist document and it has set people in this community against one another, who apparently opposed the ordinance along with the city's mayor.
Sounds like he opposed the ordinance. Well, I'm not sure. Racist seems to throw, it's just throwing stuff into the argument. Really what this is about is making business owners jump through all kinds of hoops in order to do their business.
In this case, not just business owners, but landlords.
Landlords are business owners.
Really?
Well, it's your business. It's how you make money.
I guess. I guess when I think business owner, I think something more tangible. But I suppose you're right about that.
You know, and they have to get paperwork. I have to somehow prove that this person with a Spanish surname coming to rent from me is an American citizen. Whether I don't know.
How do you do that?
I mean, I don't know whether you're an American citizen,
what?
Ian.
Sure. I mean, how could you? And even if I show you a driver's license, what's that proof? How do you know I didn't just pull that? Yeah. How do you know I didn't go downtown to the driver's license faker guy that sells them off the street corner and order myself a fake driver's license
right.
to show you my potential landlord so you'll think that I'm really an American citizen? Are you going to be facing consequences if you don't somehow discern that right. I am indeed illegal?
They're turning me into a cop. An unpaid cop.
Yeah.
And that's really not cool at all.
And the question is, of course,
I can do business.
What is the punishment? I'm going to do a little bit of digging here. We'll see if we can figure that out, because this article doesn't really touch on it. 800-259-9231. What's the punishment going to be for a landlord that misses the boat, that doesn't catch the illegal immigrant? This is your show. It is Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves.
Hello, this is Amy Bjorklund. Thanks to a quantum leap in garlic research, the health benefits of 20 fresh garlic cloves are now available in one tiny capsule. With stabilized allicin, the proven power of garlic has been transformed into what is perhaps the most important medicinal product ever developed. And there's no odor. Stabilized allicin gives you and your family a safe, natural weapon that kills harmful bacteria, viruses, and funguses, all without harming the friendly bacteria in the digestive tract. This means strong immunity, fewer and shorter colds, and the best possible protection from deadly diseases, none of which prescription drugs can offer. What's more, this product can deter mosquitoes from biting you and safely keep fleas and ticks off your pets. Visit truthandexcellence.com, click the Truth and Excellence banner on GCNlive.com, or call me, Amy Bjorklund, personally at 805-595-2711, 805-595-2711.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Do you know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right, the secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-403-7311. That's 1-800-403-7311. 1-800-403-7311.
According to the American Diabetes Association, more than 18 million people in the U.S. have diabetes. Most people with diabetes have risk factors such as obesity, high blood pressure, and cholesterol, which increase their risk for heart disease. For example, more than 65% of people with diabetes die from heart disease or stroke. Finding out you or your loved ones have diabetes can be scary. This is why, as your trusted online partner in health, we are committed to bringing you products that help you make informed decisions about your health. At researchherbs.com, you can learn more about GlucoCare, a highly effective and safe natural herbal supplement formulated specifically to help maintain optimal blood sugar levels. As with all products featured on researchherbs.com, GlucoCare is the result of several years of rigorous development and is backed by numerous clinical trials and experimental studies. Visit us online at researchherbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 to learn more. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it is your show. You bring up whatever you want. 800-259-9231. That's 1-800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. There's a wiki. It's like the listener editable version of the freetalklive.com site. Wiki.freetalklive.com. Get you to it. That's wiki, wiki.freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org. Sure enough, Mark, the ban in Escondido, California, a ban to renting property to illegal immigrants, it passed on Wednesday. And there you go, board up. Turn that music down. Thank you. It did pass, once again, by a 3-2 margin. According to NCTimes.com, at the end of a contentious late-night hearing, the measure passed 3-2. Despite hearing 2 hours of often emotional public testimony pleading both sides of the issue, the outcome of the vote was never in question. The Waldron, one of the bureaucrats, argued that the ordinance was needed to counter what she called a lack of initiative to address illegal immigration at the federal level, and the country's sovereignty was under attack by a wave of illegal immigrants. She says, if there was ever a time more important to stand up for our sovereignty, our nation, and community, this is it. In passing the ban, Escondido became the sixth city in the country to adopt local legislation penalizing landlords who rent to illegal immigrants. The ordinance must come back to the council. Actually, wait a minute, this wasn't. This wasn't the updated version, but we do have the information on what this means. Under the rental ban, the city would only take action after a complaint is filed with the business license division by a resident, official, or business owner, which means that, yes, residents are likely going to be encouraged to snitch. on their neighbors.
And there's so many people out there that are just nosy as they could be.
Yep.
And they're going to say, oh, look,
there's brown people moving in next door.
Latin person there. I'm just going to snitch on them, find out whether or not they're legal. And then, so there you go. As a landlord, you're bothered by some bureaucrat. You have to prove that your renters are legal somehow. And
Why
should I be bothered by these people?
It does say complaints would have to describe the alleged violators. However, any complaint based primarily on a person's race, ethnicity, or national origin would be discarded. So you just don't say that you think it's a Mexican illegal immigrant. You just say, hey, there's an illegal immigrant next door. Just don't say it's a Mexican, I guess. Complaints deemed valid would be investigated by the city. Of course, that's just what they're claiming. They're claiming they're going to discard them, but I think you and I know differently.
That seems ridiculous. How else are they going to find out that somebody's illegal? How's a resident going to complain?
Right, and they're going to have a real incentive here, Mark, to actually not discard these and investigate. And we'll give you the incentive in a moment. Complaints deemed valid would be investigated by the city, and landlords would be required to submit identification documents for the tenants in question. The city would verify the documents with federal immigration agencies.
Mm.
If the renters are found to be in the country illegally, landlords would be required to remove the tenants within 10 business days. That's always really easy to do, right? Get tenants
How
out.
How am I supposed to remove them? If they don't want to leave?
It's up to you, landlord. You figure that out. You're required to remove them.
But in California, it's so difficult to get people out. What am I supposed to do? Walk in with a shotgun and tell them to get out?
Apparently so. You could try nicely first, I guess, or you'll have your business license suspended.
God, this is crazy.
Meaning that you could not legally collect rent or lease your own property.
You need a business license to rent things in California? What a crappy state.
Landlords who repeatedly violate the ban would face misdemeanor charges, which carry penalties of up to $1,000, as well as 6 months in jail. Now, actually, according to also the same website, NC Times, this one looks like it was... Yes, this one actually was from this week. They did pass it once again on a 3-2 vote. Get a load of some of the comments here. There was protesters outside on both sides of this issue.
I'm sure of that.
One man mocked the pro-ordinance group with a Nazi salute. The other side responded with angry shouts. The anti-illegal immigrant groups include the San Diego Minutemen and Predatory Aliens Stop Killing Our Police. That's the name of one of the groups. Predatory Aliens Stop Killing Our Police. On the other side, representatives of civil and immigrant rights groups led their crowd in pro-immigrant chants. Gregorio Mercado, 30, resident of the Los Arboles neighborhood, says, it's not about race, right? Well, look at that side and look at this side. Can you imagine the situation?
I can only imagine that it's very derisive as far as race goes.
About 40 people supporting the ordinance, including members of the San Diego Minutemen, an anti-illegal immigration group, cheered what they said was a victory for the United States. It's over! Go home and pack your bags! They shouted at the anti-ordinance crowd, which included many children, on the opposite side of the police barriers. Pack your bags! Get on out of here!
Jeez.
We don't want your type around here! Sound familiar?
It sounds like what they told the Irish at the turn of the last century.
Members of Predatory Aliens Stop Killing Our Police waved pictures of law enforcement officers from across the country that they said had been killed by illegal immigrants. Because, well, for some reason it's worse when an illegal immigrant kills somebody. Huh? Murder's murder and should be punished appropriately. To lump illegal immigrants in, to lump the nonviolent immigrants in, illegal immigrants in, with the violent ones is so patently unfair.
It seems like it to me, too. What if a black person kills somebody? Should we just outlaw all black people? Send them all back to Africa?
Right, well, I mean, because...
it's ridiculous.
Because
it's a crazy line of thinking.
Because Jeffrey Dahmer was white. All white people must be murderers. Give me a break.
And eat children, apparently.
USA won, said Saulikas, one of the members of the Minutemen. About the council's decision.
Sounds real American to me.
We're going to take this country back city by city, as long as it takes. He said he immigrated legally from Lithuania and that the other immigrants should follow the rules, too. Yet another one of these guys that just wants to force everybody to come here through the same arduous process,
and
the same abusive process.
When they... It just gets harder every year, and that's the thing that I don't understand, is it's harder and harder every year, and they want to put people through the difficult process they went through. It's more difficult now.
At least 40 law enforcement officers from across the county were
visible. I bet the Lithuanian came before 2001, by the way.
Keeping the crowd separated after the anti-illegal immigration group moved to the to a nearby corner, the opposing crowd moved with them as they continued yelling at each other, separated only by a yellow police line until officers moved in to block the two groups. This is a mess, Mark. People are very, very, they're full of a lot of hatred over one another. Over people that just want to come to the United States to live a better life. Why do you hate these people? If you're one of the anti-immigration, if you're one of the pro-immigration control zealots out there, what's wrong with you?
I went to one of these rallies that they were having for the immigrants. You remember when it was, you know, the stop work day that they had? And, you know, you just saw a bunch of people that, peaceful people that wanted to work here. That's all.
Elvira Jimenez, 40, an Escondido resident, said she didn't come to the country legally, but worked hard to provide a home for her family as a housekeeper. The new ordinance could put her on the street. And, of course, what would the anti-immigration people say? Yeah, it's where you belong, you piece of trash! That's what they think. They think that these people are, for some reason, subhuman, because they don't want to go through the process. The government process, as you pointed out, gets more difficult, and it's also expensive. It also costs a lot of money to go through this process, not to mention time. You're looking at years of your life just waiting for bureaucrats to approve your application, and of course you're at the same time sitting on your hands hoping that they don't lose your application, and you have to start all over again.
You know, and I understand why you wouldn't want immigrants coming to this country and leeching off of our welfare system, but isn't the problem really welfare?
Yes.
Not the immigrants?
Why is it that people miss the mark on this?
I mean, if it's so, if why does it make sense to get to stop immigration? It doesn't make sense to stop welfare when welfare's the problem.
Well, we can't stop welfare.
Well, then why can you stop illegal immigration?
We got guns. We're going to put a stop to it.
Then we could use our guns to put a stop to welfare.
We can't stop welfare. It's not possible.
Well, that's how ludicrous it is.
Well, it's because they're really just racists. Really, I'm convinced of it. We've talked to enough of them by now to know that most of them are just racists using this issue as a cover for their hatred of all things that are brown, of all people that have a brown tinge to their skin.
It seems to come down to that. If someone can
explain
otherwise,
there are exceptions. I'm making a general statement. There are exceptions. And if you're not a racist and you're anti-illegal immigrant, then it's simply because you haven't been presented with the facts. And you're ignorant on the issue. In which case, you can be salvaged. But if you're a racist, it doesn't matter how many points we make. You just hate other people that aren't of the same color as you. 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
Republicans took over Congress more than 10 years ago. Since then, the government has grown by $1 trillion. This spending explosion has happened in part because Congress doesn't read the huge bills they pass. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Our new proposal stops Congress from passing bills they haven't read. It's called the Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act will slow Congress down, way down. It's easy for you to help make this bill the law of the land. You can learn more at DownsizeDC.org. That's DownsizeDC.org.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today. for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with another Car Clinic Minute. Hooray for the red, white, and blue. And for the patriot that waves our flags and wears our decals. Our cars. Some all-American advice for this hard-working public servant when I come back.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%. So go to royalpurple.com for a dealer near you.
Royal Purple, the performance oil that outperforms.
While saluting all our heroes, remember your faithful cars and trucks and take some freedom of the road advice from our national colors, red, white, and blue. Red, your owner's manual lately? You'll find tips from gas octane to oil weights. White, snow of winter making driving treacherous? Tires should be all weather and well treaded. Blue, over your last repair bill? Preventive maintenance will identify small problems before they cost big bucks. Whether your vehicle's from foreign-friendly lands or all-American, be there for it so it'll be there for you. I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. We've all seen the tornado device on TV and wondered if it really worked. I was also skeptical at first until we tested 6 tornado units. And in every case, we got more miles per gallon and felt more power. Gasoline's expensive, so when we find something that saves us money, it just makes sense to get it. Call 800-500-8880 and order your tornado unit today. Or visit tornadoair.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
The toll-free number for you to take control of the airwaves here on Free Talk Live is 800-259-9231. Bring up whatever you want. That's 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We want you to buy some stuff. Because we give you everything on the site for free. Those other radio talk shows, they want to charge you $5 or $6 a month for their websites. We give away all of that content and more on the house. So we ask that you shop with us. And there's two ways you can do it. You can buy Free Talk Live swag, like hats and T-shirts, and even some classic archives, archived on DVD sets, which are very, very nice, at store.freetalklive.com. That's our store, run by Johnson, one of our former co-hosts, who hopefully will be returning sooner rather than later, store.freetalklive.com. And if you've got anything else in life that you need to buy, and you inevitably will, because we all love to buy stuff, including DVDs and baby supplies, camping goods, sporting goods, accessories, clothing. I mean, I could go on. There's 35 categories of products you can choose from at amazon.freetalklive.com. You enter that into your web browser, and then anything you purchase at that point, Free Talk Live gets a percentage of. So it's a great way to get your shopping done, have it delivered to your door, and help Free Talk Live out all at the same time. Did I mention the great Super Saver shipping deals that they have at Amazon? You should check it out. Amazon.freetalklive.com as we go to the phones and to the fund. Paula in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Paula.
Yeah, hi, hon.
Hi.
Something just came out today that I got in the mail. And
really?
This really, I don't know if you're aware of this, but there was a 13th Amendment that was kept off the copies of the Constitution.
Hmm.
And these gentlemen went and researched this.
I thought there was only 10 amendments at the time of the writing of the Constitution.
When they did this in 1825, this was there. And it has been left off. They said every time they made current copies.
The Constitution was written in the 1790s.
Well, it said here, printed in 1825.
Okay.
But anyway, is what it is, it prohibits lawyers from serving in government.
Ooh, that would have been a good one.
Yeah, this is still law.
It's still law.
Repealed. It's never been repealed.
Well, it doesn't matter, does it?
Yes, it does. It's
Why?
Still the law.
So what? They don't care.
They have to leave.
Paula,
oh, please, Paula, come on. George Bush isn't a lawyer, and I'm thinking
yeah,
that
but
you,
they're
could,
representing
you could call him and tell him that, you know, this is the amendment and it needs to be taken care of.
Well, it needs to be left alone.
Wait, what needs to be left alone?
The amendment needs to stay there.
Right, but even if it was there and it's not, even if it was there and really was still in the law, as you say it is, they don't care. They're not doing anything about it, Paula.
Well, the people can do something about it.
Oh, come on. Like what?
Wait a minute.
Protest?
I sent this to Ethics, and I've had them to see this. And so they have to do something about this.
Who is Ethics?
The Ethics is over the whole government.
The Department of Ethics? I mean,
yes,
what are you talking about?
They have a Department of Ethics, Senate and House.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do. And I'll give you their toll-free.
In the Senate?
Yeah.
Senate and House.
And what, do you think they're going to do something about
this?
They
have to.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
And
they
who's going to punish them if they don't?
Okay, it's what we do. The people, they said, write it in, which I've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
And they said, send it to this fax number, which I've already done. And everybody can do this.
Now, who's they?
The Ethics Department told.
No. Who told you to do it?
The Ethics Department.
Okay. Whoever answered the phone.
Yes.
Right.
The Ethics Department.
And they said fax it to a certain number, and that's gonna take care of it, huh?
It's what
to send
I
asked.
The fax. Wait a minute. I asked them to do two things. Okay, is to bring charges because they just violated the Constitution,
mm-hmm.
and another thing about the habeas corpus bill also.
Can an ethics committee bring charges?
Yeah.
Yep. So when are they going to do it, Paula? When's this going to happen?
I don't know. It's according to how many people get in there and get this to them. I mean,
so
everybody can do this.
How many people is this going to require?
As many as this. God knows. I mean, all it takes is for the people of this country to do something.
Now, how are we supposed to, if this is a secret amendment that I have never heard of?
It was secret. They just left it off every time they copied it.
Well,
it's like the 13th floor. Some buildings don't have it.
Well, this was, they said they did not, when they did copies of it, they left it off.
Well, not only did they leave it off, but they named something else the 13th Amendment, too.
Don't think so.
Oh, yeah, they did. The 13th Amendment abolished slavery.
See, they do whatever they, Paula, I don't think you understand. They do whatever they want, and we get screwed over. That's how it works.
We are your employers.
No.
Employers.
No, it doesn't work that way. No. You don't employ. They are a violent gang of individuals.
That's right.
Forcing their way on others.
That's
I am
right.
not their employer.
Yeah. We are their. We.
No,
we
I'm their
office.
Victim. I'm their victim, Paula.
Yeah, that's true. We're their victims. That's right.
Right. She's right. We're supposed to be their employers.
But the thing is, it's time for the people to get up and revolt.
That I agree with, but I don't think sending a fax is going to accomplish
that. If as many people as possible can do this, we can get this done.
You know, I love your optimism, Paula. I really do.
I'd like to be on your side on this one, but it's to me that I've never heard of this 13th Amendment that you're talking about. And
you want to get it? I've got the number where you can send for it.
The send for the 13th Amendment
to apply for it.
But what about
pages?
The 13th Amendment that we've got in the Constitution?
25
now?
Pages.
Well, explaining all of this and also a copy of it.
I see.
And you can send for it, and it only costs you $9.
Pages. That's crazy.
I'm going to write a new amendment too, and then
it's
got to
be online somewhere. I mean,
if you've got the whole thing.
Now, Paula, do you have access to the internet?
No, I don't have a computer. I wouldn't have one.
Oh wow, you're missing out on so much stuff that you would really be interested in, Paula. I'm telling you, there's
a
lot.
I get a lot of information, but still, the thing is, this is our Constitution's very important.
Well, it was at one time.
It's still is.
No, come on. If it was really important, then people would respect it, like the people in office that are supposed to follow the rules.
I have told them myself that if they don't stop what they're doing,
you'll feel the wrath of Paula.
We can have them impeached. The people could have them impeached.
Oh, no, you couldn't. You'd have to have the representatives bring impeachment charges.
You go through the ethics department first.
Uh-huh.
That's where you go first.
All right. Well, thanks for the recommendation, Paula. We really appreciate it, and good luck.
You want their...
No, not really. 800-259-9231.
She's letting people know.
You know,
lost 13th Amendment.
Like I said, I really appreciate her optimism. She really thinks something can be done at this point, and no, it can't. It has all been lost at this point. There is no saving the federal government at this point. I mean, it's going to come to a crashing end at some point, and I don't know when that is. And there's actually a blog post here that we're going to address here in Hour 3 about this. Let's go to the phones first, though, and John in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hey, John. Hello,
hey,
John. Hey, what's up?
You hear me?
We got you. What's on your mind?
Hey, I called up to pick on Massachusetts. Certainly not the folks who escaped. I'm one of them, and there's a huge myth that we are the problem. Politicians like to use that here in New Hampshire.
Mm-hmm.
You were talking earlier about the school down there that they're banning tag.
Yeah, and everything else that's fun.
Yeah, all the fun.
Right.
The town that I escaped from is Salem, and I read a story. I do watch the local paper because I'm down there working. They're going to ban toy guns But all is not lost, because they will allow guns that were before 1892, if I remember correctly.
Toy guns that were manufactured before 1892?
Yes.
So toy revolvers are okay? Like,
I have no idea. I have no idea what they had for toy guns back then, but that's one town. And a short few miles away.
Wait a second. I'm sorry. It's toy guns that represent weapons from before 1892, or toy guns that were in fact created before 1892?
Well, they didn't give me all those details in the paper. What they're going to do is ban toy guns because they're so dangerous that they might be used in a crime, and they're going to ban the sale of these things.
Well, it's not the first time New York City has banned the sale of toy guns.
Well, so Massachusetts is trying to catch up with them.
Yeah.
Then, a short few miles away, a town that I work in, Peabody, where the rest of the country you would say it, is known as the Leather City or Tanner City. The high school football team is known as the Tanners and all this stuff. That's where the leather industry was. Now, obviously, this is leaving the country. The jobs migrate to where it's cheaper to make them.
Sure.
But there's still some small remnants of the leather industry down in Peabody.
Okay.
And the city council has hired a consulting group that's looking at zoning, and they're going to ban the leather industry from Peabody.
Why?
Which is just insane. And I said to the guys at work who do not follow any of this, you know, freedom stuff.
Sure.
And I just point out to them, if nothing else, look at these politicians. The industry is leaving, so they're going to pass a law to say you have to leave.
Oh,
you
they
also
well.
Want to pass other laws, you know, to ban cold storage, and it's just insanity.
Cold storage.
I guess that's just like a building where you have people store things, and it's not heated. Probably, you know, if you had say you were moving and
so
you had a bunch
storage
of furniture,
place.
And you wanted to put it somewhere. Until you got to it. I'm not sure how that works because I'm not really
right. So they're going to ban all mini storage or just mini storage with air conditioning?
I'm not sure of that.
How
it's
strange.
A crazy thing.
Yeah, it is crazy.
Like I said, I'm just picking on Massachusetts.
No wonder you left, John.
It was easy to leave.
Wow. Thanks for the
I'll
call, man. We appreciate the update. 800-259-9231. All right. There's John on the line in Texas, and I hope he'll hang on through the news, because he's got more information on this mysterious 13th Amendment that
I've
Paul
sure never heard of
talking
it.
About. Plus, Dave in New Hampshire. Your calls as well, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizedDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizedDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizedDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
The idea